We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, our buddy Dave McMenamin from ESPN. The NBA season coming to an end with some stunning news, Dave. Magic steps down. Did you have any clue that was coming?
Zero inclination.
And wow.
I thought I got my fair share of front office dysfunction in Cleveland. I thought,
yeah,
you know, a guy leads a team to three straight NBA finals in David Griffin and then gets fired. Like, that's supposed to be the marquee level dysfunction that could occur in NBA front office. And Magic Johnson goes ahead and takes the cake because he goes into the job 2 years in, basically, does everything he can to get LeBron to come to the organization, claims that Jeannie Buss is like a sister to him, and then blindsides everybody and traipses out the door. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Dave, you ever think maybe it's just you?
Yeah,
you're the common denominator here.
Sure if that's what it takes. I got to stir the pot, man. Got to keep those headlines coming.
Could you have imagined, like, you know, Dave, we were, as we've talked about the Browns over the past few months, you know, especially after Odell Beckham, we think about, you know, there's been so much excitement. Everybody's pumped that the Browns are finally going to be good on paper. But, like, last week we had a conversation about, okay, what's the potential downside? Chemistry or this or that? In your wildest dreams, when you thought about, okay, what could go wrong, could you ever have imagined this season would have gone as bad as it has?
No, like, my worst case scenario was them barely missing the playoffs just because the West is pretty good. You got to win 48 games or so to get there. And I thought they were a better than 500 team, but maybe not a 50-win team. So I thought, you know, worst case scenario, they end up like 46 wins. They miss the playoffs, and it's disappointing, but not what we went through this year out in L.A. And, you know, the injuries are the biggest factor. Over 200 games missed total for the roster due to injury. Part of the reason that's why I reported today that the Lakers fired their head athletic trainer because he was left to basically take the blame for all those injuries. But then, of course, you look at the roster construction. You look at the Anthony Davis trade that was also kind of unprecedented. You know, it really blew up two franchises in both the Lakers and the Pelicans this year. And obviously, by Magic walking away, you're also seeing just the level of dysfunction that was going on in El Segundo at their, you know, corporate offices, where there was not a consistent level of communication between the general manager, Rob Pelinka, the owner, Jeannie Buss, and Magic Johnson, the president.
Yeah, that's the part. Like, I get, Dave, that Magic can say that, you know, he doesn't want to be the villain here in this situation, and I'm sure he does enjoy just getting to be the icon more than actually having to have his hands on, especially when it's going the way that it is. But, man, as much as I can buy all of that, it just seems like we're missing part of the puzzle here. It's something that we all maybe will find out later. There has to be something more to it, doesn't there?
Well, I mean, certainly there's a theory floating around that he tried to play a very robust power play and get rid of both Luke Walton and Rob Pelinka.
Mm.
And by all accounts, you know, Jeannie Buss, as much as she has professed that Luke Walton is almost like a son to her because he is the protege of Phil Jackson, who was her life partner of 15 years, she, about a week ago, went out in a public podcast and said that she thinks Luke's done a terrific job, but it's ultimately all the basketball decisions she's going to defer to Magic Johnson. But perhaps too big of a basketball decision would be Magic trying to remove Rob Pelinka, because we're learning that Rob Pelinka is entrenched in that front office, not just because of his relationship with Jeannie, but his working relationship, his friendship, whatever, collegial rapport with Linda Rambis, who is not only Jeannie's best friend, but she also holds a position within the Lakers organization.
Hmm. We're talking with Dave McMenamin of ESPN. Dave, did LeBron ever give Luke Walton a chance?
I mean, wouldn't you say when they were fourth place in the West and, you know, beating the Golden State Warriors on Christmas Day and winners of 18 out of 27 games over a month and a half span, wasn't he giving them a chance then?
No, well, certainly record-wise, yes. But, you know, I mean, if LeBron doesn't like you, if LeBron doesn't want you to be the coach, then is he – like, did he – did like, I feel like he never really gave David Blatt a chance. Now, David Blatt probably didn't deserve a chance. He didn't deserve the job. But, you know, from a personality perspective, did he like Luke Walton?
I never saw a conflict between the
okay.
two. Certainly not the iciness that I witnessed with David Blatt. Now, I think this is a what came first, chicken or the egg scenario. Luke Walton was hired by Jim Buss and Mitch Kupchak. Then you income Rob Pelinka and Magic Johnson. Luke Walton gets thrown under the bus by LaVar Ball last season. Who doesn't speak up for days and days and weeks and weeks? Magic Johnson. That was his role, to speak up, defend his coach
right.
against the loudmouth parent of one of his players.
Yeah.
He didn't do it.
True.
So Genie, who already had laid out the delineations that Magic's in charge of all basketball decisions, she had to cross back over the boundaries that she set, and she's the one that came out and said, no, Luke's our guy. We stand behind him. So just imagine this scenario. LeBron comes into the Lakers. He is well aware that Magic Johnson, who is the boss, is not supporting Luke Walton.
Yeah.
Why is he going to stick his neck out to support Luke Walton himself and go against his boss?
That's a good point. Dave McMenamin of ESPN. So, Dave, what's next for the Lakers here, right? They're probably going to hire a new coach. You know, who's the favorite? Is it Ty Lue? And can they put in a good enough a roster around LeBron for them to be much better next year?
I'm not totally sure they're going to end up moving on from Luke.
Okay.
I mean, I think this is a big-time reevaluation period. It really all depends on if they keep Rob Pelinka and who they hire for their head of basketball operations. If they can go out and get perhaps the brightest young general manager out there with ties to Southern California, who is a basketball player at UCLA, in Bob Myers, of course Bob Myers has a great relationship with Luke because he was his coach in an interim basis when Steve Kerr was out with back injuries. And, you know, if somehow they can pull off that coup and pry the back-to-back championship-winning general manager for the Golden State Warriors, well, then now you have a connection between ownership, front office, and coaching staff, which you've been lacking. At that point, I think you'd probably have to root out Rob Pelinka, because then he's the odd man out. And then you got to find another general manager or someone of that type to join into the mix. But it's all about which card gets played first. And if they, you know, if they hire the president of basketball operations first, and it is indeed someone with ties to Luke Walton, then Pelinka is the odd man out. If Pelinka gets assured that he's going to keep his job, then I think, yeah, they probably do move on from Luke, and then they're looking to fill a head coach and a director of basketball operations who are both handpicked by Pelinka.
So that's all what has to happen for this to kind of get turned back in the right direction. But legitimately, is that feasible? The things that have to happen for this to kind of look better next year, is can all of that actually take place, or is that starting to feel or look more far-fetched? Or is this a case where just in the moment everything looks bad, but maybe when you take a step back, it's not as bad as it seems?
I mean, it gets accomplished by a 1 or a 2 possibly, followed by 6 zeros. I mean, you got to throw money. You got to wow one of these marquee decision makers in the league today to get them to want to leave where they are and accept the challenge and the prestige. I mean, I think of Theo Epstein. And, you know, I know you guys love baseball, so I'm up your alley.
Yep,
right?
Yep.
I mean, he had everything he needed in Boston, right? He slayed the dragon. He did the unthinkable. But that wasn't enough. You know, he had ego. He had ambition. and the Cubs were able to pull him there. That's the type of person they need to find. They need to find someone who, you know, that filet mignon up in Golden State, you know, it stopped tasting so good, and he needs to find a new meal in Bob Myers or an R.C. Buford or Daryl Morey, Tim Connolly, you know, any one of these guys. To me, that's going to be their route to redemption. And then, you know, if they do have someone like that, that is respected and has relationships across the league, that's going to help them in their free agency pursuit this summer. I really believe that. Because, you know, LeBron, for years and years and years, had a stranglehold on this league and also had very strong relationships with people in this league. But, you know, I think tonight is very emblematic of where LeBron stands in when it comes to, like, kind of his turn, you know, being the ruler of the NBA land. Dwayne Wade's retiring tonight. There's, you know, murmurs and whispers around the league that LeBron, Chris Paul, and Melo are all going to be in attendance in Brooklyn. Yeah. The old guard is going out. And so as much as LeBron may be able to help recruit a certain type of guy, perhaps having a savvy, you know, young, bright general manager who has connections to agents and is respected by the younger agents around the league could also help them land the right type of player they need.
Dave, does LeBron have regrets about going to L.A. at all?
Nah, it's not how he works. I mean, had he signed a one-year deal, I could totally see him having regrets.
Okay.
But he signed a four-year deal knowing that this is a process, and year one was absolutely from the start. This isn't revisionist history. This is conversations I had with both LeBron personally and others in his camp dating back to August and September. That year one was a feeling out process, you know, an experiment. I don't think they expected the experiment to blow up in the face where they have, like, soot on their face and fringed eyebrows like a cartoon, but it did. And so it can't be a regret because he knew he was going into this with 4 years. And so, you know, if year two and year three go awry, then perhaps regret seeps in. But year right. one, this is part of the process they anticipated.
Last thing, Dave, your best guess, do the Warriors break up after this year? Is Durant gone? Is, you know, whoever? I don't know. Do they get blown up to some degree this offseason?
I believe so. But I'll say this. If they win a three-peat, and yeah. I know a lot of people have been saying, oh, my gosh, you know, Kevin Durant opened up a business in Manhattan, and there's cap space for the Knicks, there's cap space for the Nets, et cetera, et cetera. Will he walk away from a three-peat and potentially, you know, back-to-back-to-back finals MVPs? That's really easier said than done. And so there's going to be a gut check moment if that happens. And I'm not convinced that he's already decided come April 10th or whatever it is that he's definitely leaving the Golden State Warriors.
All right, who has the best chance of beating them in the NBA?
You know, it's probably Milwaukee. They have a top three, both defense and offense, in terms of efficiency. They are going to have home court advantage if they face the Warriors in the finals, best record in the NBA. A great coach, an unbelievable player who's probably the MVP in Giannis Antetokounmpo. So that would be the one team I'd pick. But I think the Rockets could give them a heck of a series, just like they did last year. I think the Rockets might be slightly better than they were last year if Chris Paul can keep up and stay healthy. And, you know, Boston, they've been such a weird team. But, you know, guess what? We covered some pretty weird Cavs teams that put together come playoff time. And so Boston, I think they have a little something to them as well.
Dave, thanks so much for the time, buddy. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Dave McMahon, one of the best in the biz, covering the Lakers, the NBA, for ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.